Hello, folks. Off Grid Gary. Today, we're actually yesterday, we took 4 days off. Me and my next to oldest son took off 4 days and we went to an island. And it's about a 60 acre island. It's completely surrounded by water. The wildlife, I mean, just the greenery that's out here is unbelievable. But we made it out here, I'd say probably 10:30 yesterday. And we knew it was supposed to rain, so we wanted to build us a teepee off the land. So we built us a teepee, and it kind of started to sprinkle a little bit. I did carry a 18 by 20 canvas with me, and it covered about 3/4 of the teepee up. And we had a fire inside the teepee, cooked breakfast in the teepee, made coffee in the teepee. So it's been a overall pretty good day. We had a lot of rain last night. We didn't get wet. We stayed dry. I say had a lot of rain. We probably got about 1 inch of rain. Not bad, but, you know, enough. If you didn't have a canvas on, you'd have probably gotten soaked, you know. But we stayed dry, and the fire did good. You know, it probably got down to about 37, I'm guessing, because of the being on the water. Temperature's always a little cooler on the water. We set out a bunch of limb lines today, hoping to catch a bunch of catfish. Things go right this afternoon. We'll be eating catfish over an open fire. Made pancakes this morning for breakfast. You know, it's been good. Nice getaway. Nice treat. You know, when you live off-grid, you still want to get further out, it seems like. So I guess that's my thing. You know, I like living on the homestead. I work from my homestead. We have animals on our homestead, but I still like getting out in the wild and testing my survival skills a little better, you know, just to make sure you have what you need, you know, and can get through whatever it is you're going to do out there. Like in our case, we brought a little more gear than normal. You know, we brought some cast iron gear with us, you know, because we figured on maybe cooking some catfish later. We're lucky enough to catch fish. You know, we carried our bed rolls. We carried stuff to be out here for 4 days. You know, it's not a survival weekend, but, you know, for the most part, we're doing what we want to do. You know, we even harvested rainwater last night off the teepee, and that's what we filled our canteens and stuff back up with. So, and we sterilized some water with boiling it for quite a while and so forth as well, which worked out really well. But the rainwater, it's funny how you can get rainwater off something and it tastes like your water, it comes out of your Berkey water filter, just so fresh, you know. So yeah, it's been in a very enjoyable weekend. We've been out here just a little over 24 hours. We still got 3 days to go, and yeah, really looking forward to it. Enjoying the nice, beautiful weather we're having. I mean, it's blue sky, sunshine yesterday until yesterday afternoon, and it rained set in. But first thing this morning, sun popped up, beautiful sunrise. You know, just a great, great, great day, you know. And, yeah, it's what it needs to be, you know. We got, I think, 5 or 6 limb lines out altogether, and got big hooks with live, you know, with chicken gizzards on there. So hopefully we'll catch something. And they're this side of the bank where we're thrown out from. I've talked to a couple people that have hit 50, 60 pound catfish all the time when they fish there. So hopefully we'll do pretty good and catch some nice fish to take home with us and be able to have a good fish fry on the island, you know. A little different pace than what we're normally doing, because normally we're doing the off-grid things, prepping and everything else. But you know, sometimes you just gotta have a R&R day where you, like in my case, we always have prep, so it wasn't hard to throw an overnight bag together, jump in the boat, take a 40-minute ride to the island. You know, it's one of those things you can really enjoy the time off and just spend time in where you don't hear nothing, you know. You might hear a helicopter go over or something, or you might hear a train from the distance, but overall, All you hear is nature. And I think most off-grid folks, homestead folks, they like to hear animals. You know, we like to get out, get in the country, and just enjoy the peace and quiet. I'm not a city guy. I can't stand really like going to town. That's why I work from home. I'm definitely somebody who likes to live out in the country and stay in the country. You know? Me and my dad was talking. I was like, man, I would sure love to have an island like this that I could call my own, because I would homestead this place in a heartbeat if it didn't flood. But this island does flood occasionally, so you wouldn't want to do it on this particular island. But I'd love to live on an island. You know, I liked watching Gilligan's Island as a kid. You know, they were goofy characters, but, you know, it was a good, clean TV show. But, man, I tell you what, I could do the real-life version of that with no problems. I don't know if you could hear that crow in the background. But, yeah, the teepee we built it out of cypress limbs. And actually, there were some downed trees from Hurricane Laura, so we just cut the long straight sections off that were about 14 foot long. And I would say the center of our teepee is probably 12, 15 foot tall, and the outer diameter at the floor is probably 10 by 12. It's pretty good sized. I just uploaded a YouTube video of it earlier this morning, and my YouTube channel is Off Grid Gary. And don't forget to hit the like and subscribe button. Leave a comment. We'd love to hear from you. And don't forget to share this podcast. You know, I'd greatly appreciate it if everybody shares my stuff. If you enjoy it, share it. And if you want to get together with me and try to do like a duo type podcast, get a hold of me. I'm open to any suggestions as far as that goes. Because I know I'm not the only homesteader out there. A lot's kind of going on in the news. I just try to stay out of it. I try not to watch any of it. We really just like getting out and getting away and just kind of enjoying our own time, because it seems like they're putting a stranglehold on everybody, and it just, to me, it just, life is changing really fast. So if you want to suck it in and enjoy the good life, now's the time to do it, because you just be surprised. They're going to start passing stuff, and some of this stuff may become a thing of the past. I hope not, but anytime you can go out and enjoy nature, you want to take it up and go, because it's just nothing but, we're surrounded by water, trees everywhere. I mean, it's just absolutely wonderful. Later today, I'll be taking a bunch of pictures, and I'll be posting them on MeWe. I'm Off Grid Gary on MeWe as well, and Twitter. I'm Off Grid Gary as well. I'm on Patreon. Even though I have a hard time getting on and off Patreon, it makes it difficult to upload stuff while you're on there. I don't know what the deal is. But yeah, we're just kind of kicking back and enjoying the day and getting a little R&R in. You know, I'm probably fixing to fire up my little gas stove and heat me some water and drink me another cup of coffee, you know. I was talking to a friend of mine last night on the phone. He's like, dude, you got to quit sending me those pictures. I'm going to end up joining you. I said, it's raining. He goes, yeah, but you're staying dry. I said, yeah, we're staying dry, because we had the fire and the teepee going. You know, if I could post pictures on my podcast, I would do it and let everybody see. But it's absolutely beautiful out here. If you hadn't been out in the woods in a while, now's the opportunity to do it while the temperatures aren't real hot. Still kind of cool at night. A friend of mine was actually going to come with us, and he actually got sick, not COVID. He thinks he caught like a 24-hour stomach bug. And then later on, he trips and falls, and he's in the hospital getting x-rays done to see if he's going to be all right or not, but he's hoping he didn't crack anything. So it turned into being a two-person camp out instead of a three. But like I told him, we can always reschedule. It gives us another excuse to come back out here again. So I'm taking a bunch of pictures and sending them to him so he has photos to look at, so he knows what he's missing. So next time he'll definitely make it out, you know. It's just been the temperatures are getting better, the weather's getting nicer, you know, we don't have snow on the ground anymore and ice. So it's time to get out and enjoy it and enjoy what we have over here. And on the animal side, the chickens are all doing good. We're getting up to 19 eggs a day now. And the little goat is jumping all over the place, jumping over chickens and playing and having a good time. And all the animals are doing well. Family's all doing well. Everything is rocking and rolling like it's supposed to on the homestead. And you heard me yawn. That's right. I'm actually laying on my bedroll in my teepee looking up at the blue sky through where the smoke is going through my chimney at. It's a heck of a view. But yeah, I wanted to get a podcast in this weekend. I know I've been missing a few weeks. I got one out last weekend. And I try to make them where every Saturday or Sunday I get a podcast out. And today's Saturday, it'll actually be in a day early than normal. Just trying to get everything back to normal, you know, try to get it where we have our podcast weekly, try to have my YouTube videos up weekly, try to do 1 to 2 a week if I can on YouTube, and just let everybody see what's going on, and hopefully y'all enjoy it. If you enjoy it, please share, like, hit the subscribe, share the podcast, share what you see on Twitter and MeWe. We'd really appreciate it. And like I say, we're on Patreon. I'm on Tumblr. Tumblr I have a kind of a hard time with, but I do post on Tumblr a little bit. And yeah, we're just enjoying our time out, enjoying the camp time, enjoying the fishing time. In fact, Benjamin, he's down at the lake right now. He's catfishing. He's got his catfish rod out in the water. And you know, we stayed warm last night, but we had to work to stay warm because it was very cool. So it wasn't like we had a long night's sleep, but we did do pretty good. But, yep, looking forward to tonight, because tonight it's not supposed to rain. Temps will be a little warmer. You know, we'll still have a little fire inside, but we're hoping to have a pretty good-sized bonfire outside to cook. We'd definitely like to cook some fish tonight. I got some bag of potatoes. I got aluminum foil, so, I mean, if we get a fire going and we catch some fish, I'll do baked potatoes and fried fish, and I got half a block of butter in my cooler, so we should be eating good if we catch some fish tonight. So if we catch some fish today, we should be eating good for tonight, is what I meant to say. But yeah, that's what we're doing, and it's been really nice. And I don't know how many of y'all listen to what I'm actually saying, but don't forget, if you're trying to prep your food source, try to spend you $10 extra every time you go grocery shopping and buy some non-perishable stuff, and you'd be surprised in a short period of time you have a lot of extra backup. You know, because you never know. From our ice storm we had, you know, we made it through without a problem, but there was a lot of people that didn't have heat, water, or electricity. And, you know, when it gets like that, that's a very dangerous combination. So don't forget to have your preps in line. You know, if you have a wood stove, great. If you don't have a wood stove, you either need to look into a wood stove or a gas stove. Have something alternative besides electricity. Electricity is great to have, but when it goes down of a natural disaster and there's ice all over the place, you need to have a way to heat your home. If you're on city water or have a well water, like my case, my well froze. You know, but I've got a nice 300-gallon rainwater catchment system. So we kept water through that, and we was also melting snow on the wood stove and running through the Berkey water filter. There's lots of things you can do to stay above the hard times. You know, we're not set up on some big scale where everything's going to not touch us, because it does. We was snowed in for 10 days, 7, 10 days, something like that. But we had everything we needed, so it was not a big deal to worry about. Yes, I hated it for people I knew that was without heat and water, but, you know, that's something they have to prep for. You can only tell so many people to prep it, but until they realize the position they're in, they don't do it. So hopefully it was a wake-up call for a lot of people that was close, but there was a lot of people in Texas, and there were some in Louisiana. They were just found frozen to death. It's terrible, terrible, terrible. You know, so make preparations to take care of yourself, because you can't rely on other people to do it for you. And we took a lot of preps just to make this trip, because I wanted to make sure my family was good at the house, the ones that were going to stay on the homestead. And then I also made sure that me and my son had everything we need here while we're out here. And we actually have a backup plan if something happens to our boat or anything. If I'm not at that boat landing at 10 o'clock Monday morning, I got somebody that's going to launch a boat and come get us. So, I mean, we took safety precautions because you never know what'll happen. Do I think anything will happen? No. But you never know. All it takes is somebody to get snake bit. All it takes is somebody to have, you know, have an animal. My son got chased by a wild, by a cow last night. There's actually a cow on this island, you know. You just never know what can happen. We're not looking for anything to happen, but you always take preparations just in case. You know, I carry a good first aid kit in my backpack. You know, I have non-perishable food items in my backpack as well that stays in my backpack, you know, because you just never know. If you run out of good food or you don't catch catfish to eat, you still want to eat. You don't want to. Look, I'm not going to starve. I'm too old to starve. You know, I don't want to starve. I mean, as long as I have a homestead, I have food. So, kind of the same way on this island. As long as you have lines in the water and, you know, you do your research right, you have everything you need to make it work. Well, folks, I'm going to let everybody go early. This will be a shorter podcast than normal. We're going to cut it back a little early because we're enjoying a good life out here. So with all that being said, stay safe, stay vigilant, and keep on a-prepping. Bye.